The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This commentary is in my book. I recorded it in the fall of 2010, and it's time for a little sexy humor. Breaking news. Suicide bombers in Britain are set to begin a 3-day strike shortly. They are in dispute over the number of virgins they're entitled to in the afterlife. Emergency talks with Al-Qaeda's management have so far failed to produce any agreement. The unrest began last week when Al-Qaeda announced that the number of virgins a suicide bomber would receive after his death would be cut by 25% this month from 72 to only 60. The rationale for the cut was the increase in recent years of the number of suicide bombings and a subsequent shortage of virgins in the afterlife. General Secretary Abdul Amir told the press, "Our members are literally working themselves to death in the cause of jihad. We do not ask for much in return, but to be treated like this by management is a kick in the teeth." Mr. Amir accepted the limited availability of virgins, but pointed out that the cutback was expected to be borne entirely by the workforce and not by the management. Last Christmas, Abu Hanza alone was awarded a bonus of 250,000 virgins, complained Amir. And you can be sure they will all be pretty ones. How can Al-Qaeda afford that for members of the management, but not even 72 for the people who do the real work? Al-Qaeda chief executive Osama bin Laden explained, "We sympathize with our workers' concerns, but Al-Qaeda is simply not in the position to meet their demands." Bin Laden defended management bonuses by claiming they were necessary to attract good, fanatical clerics. "How am I supposed to attract the best people if I can't compete with the private sector?" Talks broke down this morning after management's last-ditch proposal of a virgin-sharing scheme, which was rejected outright after a failure to agree on allocation quotas. Certain virgins sign up to be available in the afterlife to accommodate the honored suicide bombers. One virgin, who refused to be named, was quoted as saying, "I will be compromised if I am agreeing to anything like that. It's just too much to swallow." Unless some sort of an agreement is reached, suicide bombers will stop the explosives shortly. The entire Australian continent stated that this situation would not affect their operations because there are no virgins in that area anyway. Late news. Apparently, the drop in the number of suicide bombings has been put down by the emergence of Susan Boyle. And now that bombers know what a virgin looks like, they're not so keen to go to paradise. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.